Coach, tough loss for you guys tonight, and it was kind of one of those nights where it was a great first quarter, but boy, you got off to the better start. You've been looking for that, but it was the second quarter of the night that really did you guys in.
You know, yeah. I mean, it just felt like nothing was going our way, and I felt like we had a great first quarter that maybe had a great feeling about the game, and then just a few calls that were made that completely changed the dynamic of the game, and we could not recover from that. And quite honestly, I didn't even know how to tell the girls to adjust to it. So, you know, I was just proud of them for continuing to fight with what we were having to fight against.
You're right there, and it was that offensive foul late first quarter, I think early second quarter. You guys had the basket to get to within one, and then they called the offensive foul the other way, and that just kind of, it took away your ability to drive the rest of the night. It seemed like the girls were tentative to penetrate and try to draw some fouls.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was a record of charges that was called against us tonight. But, again, I mean, I always want to say we need to adjust to it, but it was very difficult to do that tonight.
And it seemed like one player that really had the advantage down low was the sophomore Hannah Ferguson girl, and you guys really had a hard time slowing her down all night.
Right. I mean, with her size and strength, you know, we just got to try to contain her because she's going to score. I mean, she's one of their best players for sure. But, you know, we didn't rotate like we needed to and stop the penetration, and then they would just dish it off to her right there.
And Scott City here, the Lady Beavers, following a tough one here tonight. Nicole Lotta kind of bounced back, and she ended up with 12 points. And it was a nice bounce-back game for Caitlin Roberts, who didn't score on Tuesday night, came back with her second straight start with 7 points tonight.
You know, I think Caitlin could give me even more, quite honestly. But, you know, because she's a shooter, she's looking for it, but I just want to make sure she gets her feet set and gets the exact shot she does want.
And, you know, a part of that as well, a big difference in the game was the foul shots. You guys were just 1-6 from the foul line. They were 12 of 17. And that's 11-point difference from the foul line in a 14-point game.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I was just talking to Coach Turner. I said, we have got to get to the free throw line and keep them off the free throw line. That has been what has happened probably the last, three or four games. And, you know, we just got to play smarter defense and make sure we're not putting them on the line anymore, because that has been the difference between wins and losses.
It is, and then you guys coming up on Tuesday night will host the Cimarron Lady Blue Jays. They're right now sitting probably the number two seed in the sub-state lake, and then come March, Cimarron lost a lot from their state runner-up team a year ago, but they're still a pretty good scrappy ball club.
Yep, I mean, it's just like we see every single night here, and, you know, hopefully we can just be ready to play and maybe things can start going our way.
Once again, head coach Sarah McCormick joining me here post-game. Lady Beavers losing a tough one, 48-34. Coach, thanks for stopping by here post-game. I know it's a tough loss, but you have the weekend to recover and get ready for Tuesday.
Yep, looking forward to it.